Alhamdulillah, the beauty of Iman is such that it gives us directive for every single situation. Once a person has made the claim of belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, then the sincerity of that Iman will be tested, so that Allah Azza wa Jal may make manifest those who are sincere and truthful in the claim of Iman, and those who are the false claimants of belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. And this was Allah Ta'ala's sunnah in previous nations as well. The people of Iman will be tested. In fact, the severity of the test depends on the strength of Iman. That is why our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and in this there is such comfort for those who may be going through difficulties. When our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَاءً, that of people who go through the most severe tests, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Anbiya, the Anbiya alayhimu salam, Allah's chosen servants, conveyors of His message to creation. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, and thereafter those who are closest in rank, in piety, just beneath Anbiya alayhimu salam, and then those who follow them in rank. So a person will be tested according to the strength of one's deen. So much so that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition, even within the home, our most respected mother, Hazrat Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, was asked, or she mentioned on one occasion, regarding some instances that passed over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home environment. She says that sometimes two entire months would go by where we would not light a fire in the house for cooking purposes. Why would they not light a fire? Because there was no food to cook. She was asked, what was your survival on in that period? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha responded, Al-Aswadan, Al-Tamr wal-Ma, the two black things, referring that collectively water and dates are known as Al-Aswadan. So can we imagine the home of Allah Ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the condition. And difficulties come with immense benefits for a believer. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whatever difficulty befalls a believer, be it fatigue, be it pain, be it sorrow, be it sadness, so much so that even a thorn that pricks the body of a believer, and one exercises sabr, accepts it as Allah Ta'ala's decree and will, then even these that may seem very, very small difficulties, I mean, kaffar Allahu an khatayah, Allah Ta'ala expiates and forgives all the sins. Allah Ta'ala forgives that person's sins by means of making sabr on those difficulties. So here, alhamdulillah, for a believer, every situation is of great benefit. We learn in one hadith when Allah Ta'ala wants to give a person a very high rank and status, and one's action does not warrant that status, Allah Ta'ala then puts that person through some difficulty to exercise sabr and patience and gets an automatic elevation to the high rank and status Allah Ta'ala has decreed for that person. So tests on Iman are synonymous, important that in that condition we remain resilient, steadfast, turn closer to Allah Ta'ala, use what was an apparent difficulty and turn it into a great blessing, a means of closeness to Allah Ta'ala, forgiveness of sins, elevation of rank and status. And so we find Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is described with this quality, qanitan, that he happily obeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances, even when they were extremely difficult naturally for a human being. He submitted himself in totality and exercised steadfastness, resilience in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is why he is counted amongst those five select Anbiya alayhimus salam known as Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. The highest ranked five Anbiya alayhimus salam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They are termed those who had a high level of resilience and steadfastness in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and exercise sabr. So sabr in these difficulties is a very, very great ibadah. It is a very, very great means of getting closest to Allah Ta'ala. In conclusion, a profound, extremely deep statement of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an. And let us remember Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an is that great personality about whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if there had to be, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. The rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an is even greater. He is not mentioned because he was so close, literally in the shade of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's support at all times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that every Nabi had amongst his followers those who were divinely inspired by Allah Ta'ala And the one who is divinely inspired in my ummah is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, and this is really a profound, and many times we have quoted this to people who are in extremely difficult situations, may have lost everything they possess, may have been in hospitals, and they say there is so much solace and comfort in these words. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, let us remember, the second greatest human being to tread the surface of this earth after the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says in these golden words that when any difficulty afflicts me, no matter how dire, no matter how outwardly difficult it seems, I only see three favors even in the most extreme difficulties. Number one, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, أَنَّهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ فِي دِينِي. I count it as a favor that the difficulty, whatever it may have been, injury, difficulty, maybe injury, maybe loss of life, loss of financial means, whatever the difficulty is, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that as long as it comes and goes and my deen is not affected. It was not that because of that calamity or the difficulty, the greatest travesty will be that a person loses one's iman in that. So whatever difficulty can come and go, but as long as it does not adversely affect my deen. Secondly, he says, أَنَّهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ أَعْظَمْ مِنْهَا, that it was not more severe than it really was. In other words, it could have been much worse. When a person is going through difficulty, look at those in more difficulties than us, will make us appreciate and understand that what I am in comparison to that person, is a great ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. And number three, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, that I look at the great, massive, huge rewards that Allah Ta'ala has promised for exercising sabr on difficulties, as Allah Ta'ala says, glad tidings to those who are the patient ones. When a difficulty afflicts them, they say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely we belong to Allah, and most certainly our ultimate return is only to Allah Ta'ala. What does Allah Ta'ala promise for exercising the sabr and reciting those words? Allah Ta'ala promises a great reward. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah. Upon such people, special blessings and the profound mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends. And a third glad tiding, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the ones, these are the very ones who remain correctly guided, who are guaranteed to be on hidayat and guidance, knowing that every condition is from Allah Ta'ala. If I exercise sabr and patience, I do not become despondent, I do not become disillusioned and turn away from Allah and the deen of Allah, then this is indeed a great rahmah and the mercy in my life. Our most respected mother, so these three great ni'mas that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would see even in the most dire of difficulties, number one, to repeat once again, is that it did not adversely affect his deen. Number two, it could have been much worse. There are many who are much more difficult situations than I am in. And number three, the promises and rewards of exercising sabr, Allah's special blessings, Allah Ta'ala's special mercy, the guarantee to remain on hidayat and guidance, which is such a great thing that we make dua for hidayat and guidance in every rakat of every salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Our most respected mother, Hazrat Sayyidah Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whomsoever is afflicted with a difficulty, some loss has occurred, loss of life of beloved ones, loss of financial means, and that person says in that condition, as Allah has commanded to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then furthermore says, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhluf li khayran minha. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhluf li khayran minha. O Allah, grant me abundant reward for making sabr on this difficulty of mine, and Ya Allah, replace it with much better. And she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises, whomsoever reads these words in a difficulty, Allah guarantees that Allah Ta'ala will reward it with much greater and much better. We also, night and day of Jumu'ah, try and recite salawat and durood sharif in abundance, brings the mercy of Allah Ta'ala very speedily. Let us not forget to read the Surah Al-Kahf, protection of Iman, and all trials and tribulations in the entire coming week, even if Dajjal was to emanate, one would remain protected. And many, many other benefits. Try and read the Surah Al-Kahf with regularity on Jumu'ahs as a great protection of Iman. Turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently with dua. Beg Allah Ta'ala for steadfastness on deen for us. Make special dua for those who are going through many, many difficulties. Loss of life of beloved ones, injuries, loss of financial means. Some have lost their entire belongings. But as mentioned, for a mu'min, even in the most dire situations, there is only goodness in Iman. Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyah and grant steadfastness to one and all, and fervent dua for the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.